The World Junior Camp continues down in St. Catharines. Every year, I would say, what, like 90% of the team is pretty much picked. Like, you kind of know who's going to be on it.
It's funny you're saying that, because I'm just looking at the guys. I mean, I think we know, and Bob will update us on where the fights for the positions are, but there's definitely locks.
you feel pretty good about certain players. And here's Bob McKenzie live from St. Catharines. The Hockey Insider is brought to you by Finance It. Is that safe to say about 90% every year locked in before camp?
Yeah, you know what? I think that number's a lot lower this year, to be honest with you. I'm not saying that there aren't locks. I'm not saying that there aren't front runners for the remaining core spots. But I think this year, outside, once you get past 6-7 forwards, and once you get past the top four defense, I think there's some interesting decisions to be made.
Let me ask you this, Bob, real quick. And we've seen the 2015 team that won the gold medal. I mean, Sam Morin had a really good tournament, and Dylan Hetherington had a really good tournament. But this looks to me like on the blue line that they're going to have, I don't want to say small, 6 foot, some guys sub 6 foot, and that they have a decision to make. Are they going to add a couple of bigger guys like Hetherington or Morin, or are they going to go with a smaller, like in a quick moving defense?
Yeah, and really, there's only two guys that are quote unquote big defensemen. One is 6'4" Cal Foote, Tampa Bay first rounder, plays in Kelowna, and 6'7" Logan Stanley, the Winnipeg Jet first rounder, who plays in Kitchener. And otherwise, the defense are, you know, Connor Timmins is 6'1", but there's a lot of 6-footers, and there's a lot of guys. There's four or five, there's six of the 11 guys that are 5'10", 5'11". Mm-hmm. It is a smaller defense. It's a very mobile defense. And I mean, when I look at the core, the core four guys up front would be the three returnees, and that would be Clegg and Bean. Bean is, I think, listed as 6'1", but he's not at all a physical presence. He's the exact opposite. He's a pure offensive guy. Clegg is a puck mover and an offensive guy, not overly big. And now you add Victor Mete, who's not a returnee, but from the NHL, and he's under 6 feet, although he's extremely, you know, good skater, good puck mover, and also pretty good two-way defenseman. And then you've got Dante Fabro, who's a real solid two-way defenseman, and he's 6 foot or 6'1". So there's no what you call big guys that are locks. And if they, you know, the next two guys that some people might argue are in the pecking order is Cale Makar, who's dynamic, but he's by no means big. He's under 6 feet tall. And Connor Timmins, who I think is listed at 6'1". He's not a physical presence, but he's a real steady two-way guy. So it is interesting, you know, do they sprinkle in a Foote or a Stanley? And do they have enough guys that can take care of business in their own end when they don't have the puck? Because they sure have enough guys who, once they get the puck, they're off to the races.
Yeah, and I would just add this to it. I mean, we know what Morin and Hetherington did. They were really good on that team in 2015, but Clegg, Bean, Mete, Fabro, and Josh Mihura, who's in camp, those five kids were all on the Ivan Linka team in 2014,
right,
or 2015, that won the gold medal. And the other two guys were David Quenneville, who wasn't invited, and right, Samuel Girard, who's in Colorado.
He's in the National Hockey League.
Sub 5'10" defenseman. So they did have great success with a sub 6 foot defense.
Yep. Yeah, and I think to a large degree that's the way the game's going.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to, it's not even so much how big you are, because I think people would argue that, you know, this, from what I understand, I haven't seen the San Jose second rounder Mario Ferraro play at UMass Amherst this year. But I watched him today, and he's really quick. He's not very big. I think he's 5'10". He's really fast. But it looked to me like he's got the ability to defend, you know, playing stick on puck, stick on stick, very well, separate people. So the question then becomes, you know, not whether you're big enough, but whether you can read and react, and you're adept when you don't have the puck. And that's going to be the determination they're going to have to make here over these games the next 3 days.
With Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider. All right, let's get to the NHL news. Erik Karlsson, who all of these defensemen would love to play like come their NHL years if they get there. This news is crazy because the team's an absolute tire fire right now. And they just made a move like a month and a half ago, a big move, bringing in Duchesne, sending out tourists and prospects and picks, essentially to win now. I'm sure they believed they could win now. They were a game away from the Cup final last year. And now they're going to Carlson and other players and asking for their no-trade lists. And Carlson acknowledged it today, said, yeah, it happened. It's just business. But it feels like this has to be awkward. I mean, what do you make of this, and what should we make of this news in Ottawa?
Well, put it this way. I don't think that they want to trade Erik Karlsson. I don't think they're contemplating that. But now that the word has gotten out that they asked for a bunch of players' no-trade lists, including Karlsson, they're going to get calls on him. So Pierre Dorion's obliged, if he gets an offer, to take it to owner Eugene Melnyk. But between now and the trade deadline, that currently is not the plan. Now, the plan can change because you said it's a tire fire. I don't know what's worse than a tire fire, but if they lose 9 of the next 10, that's worse than the tire fire that's going on right now. And does the plan change then? And, you know, but here's what I think. I think what they want to do is they want to get to the summer and they want to sit down with Erik Karlsson and they want to try to do a long-term extension. That's what they want to do. When they get sitting down face-to-face with Erik Karlsson in the summer, that's when they'll know, looking across the table at him, is this a guy who wants to stay here and sign with us if the conditions are right? Or is this a guy who's got 1 foot out the door? Because if he's got 1 foot out the door and you're kind of spinning your wheels trying to get him re-signed, you have to trade him. You can't let him walk for nothing at the end of the year if you're convinced that he's actually walking. And that now, Craig will be the first to tell you, being an executive in this league, the clock starts ticking on him as an asset. Mm-hmm. And his greatest value on a trade would occur between now and the trade deadline at a time when it's inverse to how badly you want to trade him. The Senators want to trade Erik Karlsson, not at all right now. That's the plan. We do not want to trade Erik Karlsson. If they decided to trade Erik Karlsson right now, they would get more for him now, much more for him now, than they would if they have to trade him on July 1 or July 15th or August 1st, or again, they'll get more for him on July 1 or July 15 or August 1st than they will if they trade him next December or leading up to the trade deadline next season. So he is a diminishing asset if he's going to walk out the door. But if you can get a long-term deal done with him, then he's your centerpiece guy. So there's a lot of moving parts here. But right now, I think the focus in Ottawa is pretty clear. Let's try and make a trade for Hoffman. Let's try and make a trade for Ceci. Let's try and make a trade for Peugeot. Let's try and make a trade for Zach Smith, any one of those guys, and see if we can't spark things and get the team back going in the right direction again.
Well, they got a barn burner ahead of them tonight in Buffalo. I mean, that's must-see TV. I can't wait for it. I'm sure you'll be all over it, Bob. And enjoy yourself in St. Catharines. Thank you for doing this.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob McKenzie, our Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt and break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It. Thanks again to Bob McKenzie.